spoke as presidents before him spoke. And in so doing, he profaned and even blasphemed the true and the living God by implying that Muslims, Jews, and Christians worship the same God. I make no apologies for saying that, and I also make no apologies for what I'm about to say. But Trump's speech is wrong on every level, and it's very grievous. And what's even more grievous is that, if this weren't bad enough, most Christians have no clue. God has a plan for his people, the Jewish people. It's for this reason that many biblically illiterate Christians see Trump's trip as a good thing. He's going to bring peace, finally, to the Middle East. Here's the fact of the matter. Pardon me. He is seeking to unite Islam, Judaism, and Christianity vis-a-vis the dividing of Jerusalem. That's why he's in Saudi Arabia today. That's why tomorrow he leaves for Israel. And then after Israel, he goes to Brussels, or he goes to the Vatican to meet with the Pope. And then after that, he goes to Brussels, where he'll meet with NATO. I'm hoping you'll bear with me as I try to sort through what is arguably the most historic and prophetic series of events in recent memory. Well, that's kind of a big statement, but again, I'm hoping you'll just hear me out as I try to explain what I believe is actually happening here. It's quite stunning. It's quite stunning. To say that this presidential itinerary is as strategic as it is historic and prophetic would be a gross understatement. And I say that by virtue of the underlying agenda of a one-world religion.